your small groups. We're in Luke chapter 8, part 19 of our Luke series. So when I was in high school, I had a teacher named Mr. Knox. He taught graphic arts, and he would often give us motivational speeches like, all you got to do is pass your class. Nobody said you got to get an A. Get that D. C's and D's, get degrees, he'd say. This is a teacher. Another quote he would say is, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. And what he was trying to get through to us, right or wrong, and a lot of wrong, was that in this life, it's not always about being the best. It's not always about exceeding. That you can get through high school, and you don't have to be at the top of your class. That you don't have to put all this pressure on yourself. And that is some good advice in some form, but at the same time, it also brings about bad habits. But the verses we're talking about in the book of Luke actually show us a lot of God's character when we really dig into it, and it's a really short section that we're working on tonight. And it shows us that fake it till you make it is not an attitude that works in any form when it comes to being a Christian, when it comes to being a person who is supposed to be alive for Christ, with Christ literally living in them, renewed and saved and redeemed. That is not an okay way to live our life. But really, that's often how we go through our lives, is we kind of pick and choose when God's important, and we really live for ourselves most of the time, and we put on a good face, and we kind of fake the whole Christianity thing and hope that it's real, and hope that it's real. And so let's pick up in verse 16 here in chapter 8. It says, and that there should be a slide. You got to, like, hold it up if you hold it. It says, no one lights a lamp and then covers it with a bowl or hides it under a bed. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house. For all that is secret will eventually be brought into the open, and everything that is concealed will be brought to light and made known to all. You guys ever heard the song, This Little Light of Mine? Little kid song? That song is actually rock solid theology straight out of the book of Luke. Jesus is saying, this is technically a parable, which is a story with a purpose, where he's trying to get a point through, where he's trying to get through to people that because he is light, we talked about that a lot, that God is light and sin and evil is darkness, and that light and darkness can't exist together, and that if you are a Christian, you are of Jesus who is light, and your life should be light. And it says that you don't light a lamp just to cover it up, to block the light out. You light a lamp so that it will show and make things known. And that is the life of a believer, that we are supposed to love God and accept salvation through him so that we can live for him and be a light spreading the gospel. Key number one, your life must be defined by the light of Jesus. Your life must be defined by the light of Jesus. When you think about something defining you, it's not just that's a characteristic. If something that is a definition of who you are is really, it's down to the core who everything about you is. And Jesus should be that definition, whether it's your school, your family, your friends, when you graduate high school and you go to college or get a job or whatever you do, the fact that you are alive in Christ should define every part of your life. And if it doesn't, the Bible tells us that that's really an act of hiding the light that Christ is trying to show through you. Application number one, submit your life fully to Jesus. And I think that seems pretty obvious, but it's more complex than that. See, I think a lot of us in this room have, you know, we've said, quote unquote, the prayer at some time, and we've given our life to Jesus, and we've become Christians. And maybe some of this room haven't. Maybe some of us have never come into a relationship with Jesus and understood that we were sinners and that he died for us and that he is our rescuer. Whichever side of that fence you're on, all of us struggle with this sense of what is our purpose? What is our meaning? and struggling with pride and giving into sin and the desires of the flesh, which means the things that we want that are contrary to what God says are good. And to submit your life fully to Jesus means that you are committing yourself to living in a way that honors and pleases God and not allowing yourself to go against what God says is right. Key number two, living in darkness makes a mockery of the gospel. Living in darkness makes a mockery of the gospel. When we choose to live for ourselves, when we choose to live in sin, when we choose to live contrary to God, we are literally spitting in his face because he paid the ultimate price, the price that only he could pay, that only he could bear, so that we could receive salvation. And when we live like we basically just don't care about that, there's no greater form of mocking God than that. And Paul addresses that in the book of Romans when he addresses the argument of, well, if God's going to forgive all my sins, what's the big deal if I sin? Why can't I just go out and sin and then come get forgiveness? Because a person who has the light of Christ in them does not live in a manner that mocks the God they claim to serve. And this is going to be a short one, but this is heavy stuff, and I'm hoping you can unpack this a little bit with yourself and your small group tonight. But if your life is not glorifying God, it is mocking him. There's no other option. And that's scary words from Jesus, because I know how I live. And you need to search your heart and see, where do I stand with God? You know, have I experienced true salvation? If I have, okay, great, because salvation can't be taken from me. We learned that last week. But at the same time, am I living in a way that mocks God? Because God won't be mocked. Do you know what it's like to really have a relationship with God? Are you a Christian, an authentic believer of the living God? Because if you are, your life will look much different than someone who lives their life wandering in the darkness, mocking the name of God. Application number two, live your life to honor God. We've touched on this a little bit. If you're going to commit fully to Jesus, you're going to seek to honor him. That means there's going to be decisions in your life that will not be popular in this world, and you have to learn to accept that and be bold enough to do it. This world's going to tell you things like it's okay to sleep with your boyfriend or girlfriend. It's okay to disrespect your parents. It's okay to do drugs and alcohol. It's okay to do all of these things. These things, by the world standards, are good and fun, and you should do them. By God's standards, they are destructive, and they will destroy you. And if you want to honor God, you need to flee the temptation of sin and run into the embrace and protection of his Spirit. It's also important to understand that when you mock God, you're basically saying you're ashamed of him. When you choose what's popular by the world standards to please the world, you are living as if you are ashamed of Jesus. And the Bible has some other scary words to say about that. It says that if you are ashamed of the Son of Man, he, before the Father, will be ashamed of you. I know we're hitting it heavy and quick tonight, but this is scripture. This is truth. Key number three, you can't pretend your way to heaven. Where the fake it till you make it comes in. You can't just live like a Christian and that just makes you a Christian. The cheesy old church saying that my pastor when I was growing up always said was going to church and being religious doesn't make you a Christian anymore. Going to McDonald's makes you a cheeseburger. And what he means is just because you walk the walk and talk the talk does not mean you are a Christian. It's about your heart. Has your heart changed? Have you submitted your life to Christ? Is the light in you? And you will know if it is. And if you cannot know that for certain, I would be scared of that. I would be. I'm not trying to freak you guys out tonight, but this is scripture. I want to know, and I want you to know, that you are a Christian tonight. You can't fake it till you make it. Application number three, get real about your faith. Get real about your faith. And what I mean about that is, don't just do things that look good in Christian circles because they look good. Okay, I would rather us be real with our faith and real with each other so that we can see that I'm a sinner, you're a sinner, we're broken, we're messed up, we're not perfect, Maybe that wouldn't look much like a church group, but that would be a lot more effective if we could see each other's brokenness, be real about it, be loving towards it, and together in our brokenness come before God and receive healing and grace. Because that's what a real believer does. They don't fake their way in this life trying to prove to everyone else that they're holy. They come to the one that is holy and they let their brokenness be washed away. The end of this small section, picking up in verse 18, says, "So pay attention to how you hear. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what they think they understand will be taken away from them." Jesus is saying that his Spirit, it's not going to hold back from you. When you seek God, he will reveal himself to you. But those who kind of fake their way through this life as a quote-unquote religious person, they're going to lose everything because it's not real. God doesn't want you to be religious. God wants you to love him and trust him and live faithfully to his word. So I'm going to pray. You guys are going to break up into your small groups and you're going to spend some time talking through the questions on the back, or if the conversation leads out of that, that's fine. Like I said, I know this is kind of heavy stuff, but I wanted to take this small chunk and just focus on it because it's real. There are so many people in the church today that think they're Christians. The Bible says very clearly there are people who think they will get into heaven when they get there, and God will say, "I never knew you." And so we need to understand what being a Christian is. We need to know without a doubt that we are living for God, and we need to move forward. And instead of hiding our light, we need to be exposed so that this world can come to the gospel because of our testimony. Let me pray. Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for this just small piece of scripture that we can unpack so much truth from. I just pray for the small group time that you would help the students just to be willing to share and dig deep into this, that we could all just leave here tonight knowing and trusting that our faith is rooted in you and that our salvation is real, that it's not some fake game we're playing to make everyone else think more of us, but rather we are safe in your arms tonight, and that our light will burn bright for you and your gospel will be evident in our lives. Pray this in your name.